Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shvi'as Perek Vav Mishnah Vav and Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Chosrav Shalom Zalman Zugasam Marzi Tavachol Yitzchalotzeim. This should be a bench with a Sachat Slach and Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa, and Kol Tov Selah and Bischos. Esther Bas Rachel, she should be Zachar to find Reziva Gahagun Bekar of Mamish. Now yesterday we learned about certain things that are not allowed to be brought from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Mishnah Vav tells us Ein Mevin Truma Mi Chutz La'aretz La'aretz. No bring Truma from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. We do know that there is a Chiv Dirabana to take off Truma from certain things in Chutz La'aretz. No bringing that Truma into Eretz Yisrael. Now, Reb Shimon says, Shemati Befeirush, I heard explicitly, Shemivin Misuria, Ve'en Mivin Mechutz La'aretz. We're allowed to bring these things from Surya into Eretz Yisrael, but not from Chutz La'aretz. And once again, like in the previous Mishnah, we do not paskin like Reb Shimon. Moving on to Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Kla Gadol Amr B'Shvias, they said a very important rule when it comes to Shemitah. Kol Shu Maichel Adam, anything which could be eaten by people, even though it's only eaten al Yidei Adchak, it's only eaten in rare circumstances, but it could be eaten, Umachel Behema, or it could be eaten by animals, even though it's only eaten B'Shas Adchak, Umimenat Soivin, or it's used by dyers, you can use it to dye clothing and fabric. It does not last in the ground. If you leave it in the ground after it ripens, it's just going to get rotten and it's not going to be able to be used. So then, Yeshle Shvias, this thing has Kedusha Shvias, Uladama Shvias. Even its money has Kedusha Shvias. Meaning, if you took this item and you sold it, the money you received for it also has Kedusha Shvias. Yeshle Beer, this item itself has a Chiv of beer, as we've already said numerous times before, when there's no more of this in the field for animals, so then you have to get rid of it from your house. Uladama Beer, and its money also has beer. Once the chiv of beer applies to this item itself, so then the money received for selling this item also has to be sent out of the house. So Be'ezah, what are a few examples of what we're talking about? Ze'alei ha'luf ha'shaita, this is referring to the leaves of the wild luf, ba'alei ha'dandana and mint leaves, ha'olshin endives, va'kreshim and leek, va'argila and purslane, v'netza chalav and milky blossom. This is a plant that has flowers that are as white as milk. These are all things that are maichel adam. U'maichel behemo, what about animal food? Ha'chaychen va'dardanim, soft thorns and thistles, those are able to be eaten by animals, b'shasat chak. What about things that are used for dyeing? Sviche istis v'kaitza, after growth of istis, which is a plant that's used to dye things blue. Kaitza is something that's used for reddish dye. And once again, the Mishnah repeats itself. Yashlem shvias ul'dmeim shvias. All these things have kedusha shvias, and if they're sold, then the money received for them also has kedusha shvias. Yashlem beer ul'dmeim beer. These things themselves have a chiv of beer, and the money received for them also has a chiv of beer. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis with a similar halacha in Mishnah Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.